Every year, lawmakers must pass what's commonly referred to as the Yield Bill. That's the legislation that sets the property tax rates necessary to pay for school budgets. Often, this is a pretty straightforward, uncontroversial process, but this year, it's not like that. Vermont Public's education reporter Lola DeFore is here for this week's edition of the Capitol Recap to tell me how lawmakers in the House want to use this legislation to respond to double-digit property tax hikes. Hi there, Lola.
Hey, Mary.
We've been hearing for months that Vermonters could see 18% property tax increases due to rising school budgets. Have lawmakers figured out a way to head off those spikes?
Somewhat, but not much, which should not be a big surprise. Legislative leaders have been saying basically from the beginning that their options were pretty limited because they can't not fully fund school budgets, and property taxes are the primary mechanism for doing that. But House lawmakers are nevertheless proposing to do a couple things in this Yield Bill. First, they want to enact a 1.5% surcharge on short-term rentals like Airbnb. And second, remove the sales tax exemption on pre-written cloud software. So things like QuickBooks and TurboTax. Collectively, that'll raise a little over $26 million. There was also a lot of concern this year that middle and lower income homeowners would get hit with a double whammy. That's because the credit they receive to offset their property tax bill operates on a one-year lag. Usually, when taxes rise slowly year over year, that lag goes unnoticed. But because tax bills are expected to rise so abruptly this year to really spike, the credit that those Vermonters would have gotten this year would not have matched the increase in their bill. So in an attempt to make them whole, the bill that advanced this week creates an additional property tax credit for those Vermonters, which is actually about two-thirds of homeowners.
Oh, wow. Well, what does this all add up to in terms of property tax relief?
The most recent estimates project that homestead taxes will rise an average of 15%, while the average non-homestead bill will go up about 18%. Now, that's not much lower than the 18.5% increases that were initially forecast. I asked Emily Kornheiser, the Democrat who chairs the Tax Writing Committee in the House, what she would say to someone who would argue, you know, lawmakers should do more. And her response was basically, okay, what other tax do they think I should raise?
We, looked across our tax system and the revenue sources that we usually think of in relationship to the education fund. And we explored each of them and said, would this be sort of more progressive than property taxes? And in most cases, the answer was no.
And lawmakers are also using this legislation to lay the groundwork for bigger structural reforms down the line. Is that right?
That's right. This bill also includes the creation of a commission on the future of public education, which will be tasked with recommending a soup-to-nuts overhaul of Vermont's pre-K-12 system. And as a small stopgap, the legislation would also reenact a tax penalty starting next year for school districts that spend over a certain threshold. Now, the committee that was working on this bill on several occasions considered using this legislation to enact much bigger reforms right away, or at least much more quickly. And, you know, for example, they considered overhauling education finance. They considered taking money out of district reserve funds. And ultimately, they decided they just didn't have enough time to properly vet these really big ideas. I heard this adage several times that, you know, you have to go slow to go fast.
Mm. Well, Vermont has a Republican governor, Governor Phil Scott. Where does he stand on all of this?
He has used this moment to absolutely hammer Democrats. He's essentially said Vermonters can't afford this increase and the Democrats are going to sit by and do nothing except raise other taxes. Now, Democrats, on the other hand, have been asking all legislative session, well, what's his idea? Or is it our job alone to deal with this?
Has the governor proposed anything?
He finally did. So last Friday, his tax commissioner, Craig Beaulieu, came to lawmakers and pitched this kind of curveball idea. He said, OK, what if the state pays for a portion of school budgets from some as yet unnamed pot of money, that's not property taxes, and then over several years, we would ask districts to pay us back some of that money. And he added that we could basically forgive some of this loan if they met certain improvement metrics, you know, like, for example, higher math scores.
What did lawmakers think of that idea?
Well, Kornheiser compared it to a payday loan for schools. But she went to Vermont's treasurer, Mike Pichek, to see what he had to say. And he testified to her committee on Monday that this would further imperil Vermont's standing with credit rating agencies, which would make it more expensive for us to borrow. So legislators pretty quickly set that idea aside. Scott, in response, has essentially complained that lawmakers aren't doing enough to give his idea a fair shake.
They ought to get creative and figure a way to make it work without affecting our bond rating. They're smart people. They're smart people.
So I think that pretty clearly illustrates the state of the relationship between Democrats and Scott right now, which is a pity because Vermont has a really difficult problem on its hands. And clearly the legislature and the governor are not able at this point to have a particularly productive exchange.
Well, that's Vermont Public's education reporter Lola DeFour breaking down the latest on property taxes for this week's edition of the Capital Recap. Lola, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mary.